Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again, time for another professionally questionable episode. At the same time, I want to let you know that if you have any real estate needs at all, please, please don't hesitate to contact Tom Villamere. It's funny because it's myself. Email me at tvillamere@kw.com, tvillamere@kw.com. I also want to take this time to thank a couple people and do a quick shout out. I want to thank Brian Lawrence and the Beacon Building right on 814 Elm Street. Beautiful place. www.manchesterinklink.com for great news and for letting us use the studio and also promoting our show. Make sure to check them out. Red Arrow Properties, Brady Sullivan Properties, and a quick shout out to Clean Scene Pressure Washing. Clean Scene Pressure Washing is owned by a young entrepreneur, and they do fantastic work. Please, if you have any pressure washing needs, call 603-210-3347 and ask to speak to Ben Susi. Soon enough, we're going to be starting our YouTube channel. Luke Booten, our partner, is away right now in Utah helping teaching kids snowboarding. He's going to be posting a bunch of content, and Eddie Susi and myself will be posting content as well. Make sure to check us out. Also, want to help sponsor this show? I want you to email us at pquestionablepod@gmail.com with any inquiries whatsoever. Don't hesitate and please enjoy this episode.
I know.
All right. Hey, so today we have Luke. Luke's back. He's back from the McIntyre Rail Jam. He's bringing on his buddy Jared, who owns a production company.
We don't know much about him, but over this next hour, we will find out a lot about him.
Exactly. Yeah, we kind of were going into this a little bit blind, and we're just going to figure out what he does and see what's going on with him.
You think you're some sort of philosopher, some sort of question asker. You think you're professionally questionable, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to give a little quick rundown of who Jared is.
Yeah, yeah.
A little introduction, and then you can take it off, all right? Fair enough. Jared is a man of many talents, a creative entrepreneur, as you will. Jared worked for a media company before?
Yep. Well, they were a mortgage company, but they had a media department.
How old is Jared?
I'm 28.
Jared is 28 years old, worked for a mortgage company as a filmer and media guy, who since then has been left that position and is now going out on his own and making his own path in the outdoor media world.
Like freelance kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yep. So I started like a small LLC for myself called Up The Way Productions. And I'm trying to tailor that business towards like skating, snowboarding, anything active to hopefully outdoors, but
that's dope.
We'll do whatever we can get our hands on right now, that's the goal.
Just to jump right into it, how have you been marketing yourself? Is it more word of mouth or?
Yeah, I mean, so like a lot of it is like networking that I'm finding works well. Like when you're at the mountain, introducing yourself to people, like sending emails before you go to random mountains. Like a good excuse, I'm an FAA certified drone pilot. So like if I want to fly my drone, it's nice to just check in and be like, hey, like, what's your mountain's policy on drones? Typically that person is always like engaging and then wants to like talk to you or meet you, like, and then they'll give you passes, you can like collaborate or like take it from there, you know. But like the networking, like when we were at McIntyre, there's another filmer there just like giving people your card, like, and like even today it's kind of funny, like I was gonna mention it to you, but Lars thought it was really weird that I had like a physical business card.
Really?
Like he didn't think it was weird and like I'm not gonna talk to this kind of kid.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, like this kid's like serious. Like he wants to like, you know what I mean? Like I'm walking around with business cards. Yeah. So
see, I always, I'm about it. to go on this point for a second, I'm definitely I love the physical business card, especially when you can make something really nice.
Like I just ordered a bunch.
Yeah. That American Psycho.
Because I feel like
colorway.
There's a difference. How cheap were they? They're probably cheap, right?
They weren't, I mean, they were a little bit pricey. I did them through like the website that the agency I'm part of is like, like a vendor that they work with. Yeah. So it was a little more expensive, but it wasn't bad at all. It's like less than $100.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of them.
You get a ton of them, right?
Yeah. I got a ton of them. I just made my own thing.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking to take the headshots. It was for that, but I just had my mom use like portrait mode on the iPhone. And I just filtered the background. But
we could get you a headshot.
Yeah.
We can get you a headshot. We can
work that out.
I would love
one. Don't worry, we'll get you a headshot.
Yeah, I would love one. No, but I feel that when you do a business card, when I've gone out to do like a, or just meeting people in general, you can tell them about your work and stuff, but just saying, oh, you should reach out to me, they're most likely not going to reach out. If they have something that they put in their wallet or they put in their cart and they look at often whenever they open their wallet or go into their cart, I feel like it's so much more valuable than just word of mouth stuff, where if they have something tangible that they can see.
Definitely.
That's just, and see your face, put the name to the face, be like, oh, he looks like a good kid. I'd love for this guy to do some work for me or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like even just like if you make a connection, just like exchange information. Like don't leave like that conversation until like you have Luke's number.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Exactly.
Because then you can follow up, be like, yo, like, you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
how's it going? Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I worked with a kid. He's a big runner for Nike. Like, and like on his Instagram, we just like saw that he did a marathon.
Yeah.
And like text him, be like, yo, like congratulations on finishing your marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, stay up to date with people and like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like make a connection.
They talk about this, like I just got my real estate license, and that's what they talk about most. Call someone every day. Tell someone, hey, I just checking in, just keep up to date and build the software I use. It just builds contacts. You just, whenever I meet someone new, I just throw in their information. So I have it all together, not just on the phone, but in like a web database that I can just go to at any time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super valuable just to be able to communicate with people, even that you reach out to people you haven't talked to in a while and just be like, hey, I'm doing this for work right now. I'd love to link up with you and talk sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious actually to hear a little bit of Jared's backstory.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's hear it.
Like how far back you want to go.
Okay. So just for the people listening at home, just tell us like, you know, maybe when you got into filming and like what really motivated you to do that.
Yeah. I'll give you like a brief synopsis, whatever. Born and raised in Dover, New Hampshire, high school, played hockey, lacrosse, like traditional sports, was literally probably, like, I wouldn't even go as far as saying, like, not interested in photography. I was, like, disinterested. I was like, I will never, like, whatever. You know? My brothers did some auto collision stuff, so I, like, went that direction, kind of, like, more, like, automotive, like, interested. After high school, didn't know what to do. Worked some jobs detailing cars, welding. Like, two types of people in this world, I think. Like, you have to try everything and figure out that there's nothing on the list other than the last thing is what you want to do. Or there's other people who like just know, right?
Yeah.
I did not know what I wanted to do. So
did you have any idea even when you were young, like, oh, I would be interested in this? Or was it just kind of, I'm just going to see what happens?
Nope. I was just going to like see what happens. I kind of like thought that I would end up being in like, be like in some sort of business place, right? Like I didn't think I wanted to be like the guy changing your oil at the, like the dealership. Yeah. Like shout out to the dude who's changing my oil at the dealership because I need you, like, and I respect you, but that just wasn't for me, whatever. But I worked a lot of those jobs and like figured that out, whatever. And then found snowboarding later on in life, probably like 23. Like I did some snowboarding, whatever, but and then like I got a GoPro from a friend and just started using it to like document our days at the mountain, and then figured out how to edit it. And like, I was like, oh, it would be cool to like put music, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like straight up a passion, like a hobby that turned into like much more. So from there, I like at that time had finished like an associate's degree.
In what field?
Business at Grand Estate College in Concord, actually. But straight up like looking at this list of classes for a bachelor's degree, and I have like a mentor in my life. I'm like looking at this list with him. I'm like, none of this stuff looks interesting. And it was like a business track. And he literally said to me, he was like, well, why don't you like find something that does look like with a list that does look interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, sounds like such simple advice, but like at the time, bang.
Yeah.
Like right there, found like a, it was a digital design in communication. So it was like very generic in like some graphic design stuff, some video editing stuff, you know, all online stuff. But like it led me down this road of like, okay, I think I'm going to switch my career to like doing this rather than it being a hobby. And that's when I like started there, taking some courses. And the school actually got me in contact, like the career counselor got me in contact with that mortgage company that I worked for.
What company was that?
Premier Mortgage Lending was the name of the company. No longer a thing, but whatever. They were looking for like a media person to come in and like do some like house tours for like houses that were for sale and stuff like that. Yeah. So like photography of homes and stuff, nothing like related to what I'm trying to do now. But that's how I like started like the formal like mirrorless camera in the hand, learning lenses, like aperture, like ISO, like all the basics of what you need to know, like just to film, right?
Was that connections though? Meeting people through that? Did you meet a lot of people through that?
Agents and whatnot? Yeah, I met some people through that. The job was in Salem, New Hampshire, actually, and I'm in Dover, New Hampshire. So I would go like through Massachusetts back into New Hampshire. It was like an hour and 10 minutes sometimes from my girlfriend's place. Yeah. So a lot of those connections that I made really aren't in the area that I'm focusing on now, right?
Yeah.
So it was cool to experience that. And like I did make some connections and stuff, but nothing I've pursued further.
Eddie, we okay on sound?
Yeah, no.
Keep dicking with it. I didn't know.
Find that perfect tweak.
Yeah. Exactly. No, so after, so you're doing that for a while.
Yep.
Are you happy during that, or are you kind of still looking for that missing puzzle piece, or are you overall enjoying that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, I definitely enjoyed the time that I spent there because I was learning so much.
Right.
Like, the speed of what I learned while I was there. Like, there's a lot of people that think college is the place to be all the time when you're young. Like, I have an opinion on it, but, like, I would never have learned that much in that short amount of time if I was not like hands on camera. Like I did not know what a mirrorless camera was. My boss put a mirrorless camera in my hand and was like,
did he know what it was? Or was he just like,
yeah, no, he knew what it was.
Was he into photography and stuff?
Yep. Like, yeah.
So he was kind of helping you guiding you through in the beginning.
Yeah. So like that was a whole media department, right? So they had a manager,
a
person who worked under him, who's like an amazing guy, learned so much from like my counterpart there, still like really good friends with him. Really good friends with all of them, and I learned so much from all of them. But and then I was being added to the team. There was another person who was like, we worked with her, but she like did a social media role.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there was, when I came on, I was the third photographer, video editor, videographer.
Did you see sitting there? How long did you do it for?
I did it for like a year and 2 months or so.
And when you were there, could you be like, oh, I'm happy doing this. I could be doing this for.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that my thinking there was like, I'm gonna learn as much as I can because like I don't want to be in real estate. Real estate's really cool, and there's definitely houses I would love the opportunity to shoot, but like Joe Schmo's house down the road and like, you know, the $250,000 home.
From the creative side.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like it's a lot more, in some way you can add a little bit of your own kind of style to it, but I think it's more cookie cutter, would you say?
Yeah, it's like, it's quite limiting for your creativity, right?
Yeah.
You got to get your hands on something else other than just real estate.
Yeah.
And I knew where I wanted to be, like, you know what I mean? I'm not there yet. Per se, but like I know where I want to be and where I want to go, and I knew that like I wasn't gonna get it like staying there, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna end up staying focused on houses and like running a realtor's Instagram account and stuff like that, like which is like great if that's what you're doing, if that's what you're into, but it's not what I want to be doing.
No, exactly. So this is actually a great story. Is like, explain to me the kind of switch out of that into what you're kind of going for now.
What do you, you want the details?
I want the details.
You can leave out, you know, as much or as little as you want. Obviously, we want to keep relationships nice. But yeah, tell us about kind of what
that,
happened.
That mindset, that kind of change where you were like, I kind of want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think, like, I'm a very honest person. Like, I'll be honest about it. Like,
good.
It was not something that I planned for, right? It wasn't something like I was like, okay, next January or next at mid-December, I'm going to leave the job and I'm going to, like, some things transpired at that job that were not, like, aligned with me and, like, I wasn't aligned with them, clearly. So, like, we parted ways. And now looking back, like, I was really scared at the time. Like, I'm only, what, 3 months out, 4 months out, kind of, like, but it was like the best thing to ever happen to me, right? Like, I was so worried about what am I going to do with my time? Like, should I get another job? And like, shout out to my girlfriend, like, yeah. for just like yeah. understanding, right? Like, even last night, like, little thing, me and him go up to a friend's house. He like runs a company in snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, like, sorry, was going to come hang out with my girl. Like, gotta go up here, like, you know, this is like my future, and like, so understandable. Like, you just like dive in and like, you have to make sacrifices, and like, just like Luke, like, right, like, all day in the sun, working all day long, yeah. rushing here to get to a podcast, yeah. to like continue, like, you have to hustle, you have to, you know,
I respect that so much when it's when, you know, I've seen it because I've been in the same position before with Luke right now, where he's so busy, and I see the I didn't care. We didn't care at all that he was still late. We didn't care that he still had shit going. That we had shit going on after this. But I knew that this means something to him because he still wanted to come. If he didn't want to come, he would have said, "Hey, I can't make it today."
Yeah. Right.
But it was that. It was that kind of busyness. And I, going on to what you were saying about kind of being a little bit nervous and having the girlfriend, I just did the kind of the same thing. I was working since I was out of high school for this company. I left, and there's such a feeling, I don't know if you can relate, but there's such a feeling of like uneasiness when you take that step and you don't have something directly lined up. I still had the realtor stuff lined up, but I have so many other passions on top of that that it wasn't, I'm like, I know I'm not going to just be doing the realtor stuff. So there's kind of that uneasiness feeling, and I don't know if you felt the same way.
Yeah, and like I love security, right? Like,
Who doesn't?
Right? I want a girlfriend for a long time. Like, I don't want to worry about where she's at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I want to, like, in an ideal world, like, I, as a person, I would like a job that's steady. I know the paycheck's coming. I can clock in every single day. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm not going to be happy there.
No. Is it the boss aspect, like having a boss, or is it the not being able to do your own thing, having to work a set scheduled time, or what is it with...
I think it's just like being able to do like what you want to do. Like, there's so many, you like, people say like, oh, Instagram can be like, or social media can be like negative, which it definitely can be, but it can definitely be positive. Like, if you're following like the right accounts, like the right people, the right, like, if you're looking at the things that like you want to be doing, you know, like, I follow tons of snowboarding accounts. Like, every time I follow a new snowboarding account, I like look at the bottom to see who the filmer is.
Yeah.
And then I follow the filmer.
That's so,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause like, if you're not like in love with what you're doing, like, you're really not going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or like enjoy it. So like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that 100%. I think it's, when you want to put yourself by following all these films, when you watch a video, a snowboard video, are you looking more at the snowboarder doing his thing, or are you looking how it's filmed?
Well, a little bit of 50-50, because I really like to get in there when I can get in there. But, like, the first thing I take notice of typically is, like, how a clip is filmed.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what I'm into, right? Like, I tell Luke all the time, like, I have just as much fun being on, like, the knuckle almost getting my head chopped off as I do, like, getting the, like, being the person in the clip, you know?
Yeah.
Like, half of the enjoyment is, like, getting the clip for my friend, or even for the person that I don't know, just for like the project I'm working on, or that like a recap video for a rail jam. Like, you know, like, I have just as much fun filming as I do riding.
Yeah. Was this, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but did you say you're like 4 months out now from just quitting that mortgage?
Yep.
So you're still pretty fresh into the new stuff.
Yep.
First kind of like I'm going through the thing right now. I'm a little uneasy, but I just got my first kind of pick me up kind of, okay, you're in this now.
Yeah.
What was that first pick me up for you where you were like, yeah, okay,
that's a good question. Yeah.
I kind of could see how I can do good in this.
Yeah. Kind of piggybacking off like what I said earlier by like putting yourself out there and like networking with people. I like reached out to this place, Magic Mountain in Vermont, cause I was going to go there for a snowboarding event. Yeah. And like the moment for me was like, when I reached out to him, he was like engaged with me, right? Like he's like, oh, we would love to have you. Like we can get you and get some free passes for you. Like, you know what I mean? Negotiate like what we're going to do on a video if they want to be involved, stuff like that. Yeah, like yeah. When that person took me seriously because I took myself seriously.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, like it's as far as like, you know, headshot in the email, like professional videographer, photographer. Like no one's given me that title, right? Like I haven't gone to school, but like,
yeah,
I'm like, that's what I want to be. And that's what I want to put myself out as. Right. So like I title myself as a professional videographer and video editor.
So when you first hit them up, was there a little bit of, what was your feelings? Did you at all feel like you were underqualified when you were going to this mountain? Or was it kind of like I'm going to present myself the way I want to be seen instead of maybe the way you felt? Like I want to present myself kind of in this limelight, like I'm a professional. I know you were already doing the professional stuff, but like having not done your own thing, like a big thing for someone you didn't know before, was it kind of like all right, I'm going to present myself the way I want to be seen.
That's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? And it's like, I remember, it's kind of funny, like shout out to the guy at Magic Mountain, Chris Olette is his name. But shout out, it's kind of a funny story, but he hit me up and we're exchanging emails. He's like, yeah, I'd love to have you come down here. Like, send me whatever documentation you would send to a typical mountain when you're going there to fly your drone. My response to him was, yeah, sure. Like, no worries. Like, but I had never gone to another mountain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
So there was nothing that I had for like to run off of, right? To like a model to run off of. So I like remember being in the car, like reading the email to my girlfriend Allie. It's like, well, like, what do I do or how do I respond? And she kind of like helps me, like, just respond to him like you've done this before.
Right.
Yeah.
And send him the information that he needs. Like, think about it critically. What information does he need? He needs your drone certification, obviously, your insurance, and then the registration for the drone. So if something happened,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just sent it to him in a professional email with my footer on the bottom. Great, we'll see you then.
Dude,
awesome.
So like,
that's so sick.
And that's the moment, like, wow. Like, I took myself seriously. I put myself out there. Like, I was a serious professional. Like, I'm serious about what I'm doing. And he received it that way, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's all about how you present yourself.
Oh, 100%. Right.
I mean, you got to follow through once you get there.
Exactly.
But, like, you got to put yourself out there.
What just gets me so excited and, like, I just love about your story is that, kind of circling back, is leaving that secure position, or like even if it wasn't on your own accord, like leaving that and choosing to pursue something else and somehow finding success in that. I feel like it's just such a great, like, that's like, that's it right there. That's the underdog. Like,
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
It. I'm going to believe in myself and like, it's going to work out.
Yeah. And if you don't believe in yourself and like not go find the other job, right? Like, you really have to have some self-belief.
And yeah. And if you know you're not going to be happy at something for the long run, get out of it while you can.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we're all young, right?
Yeah.
No regrets, right?
Right. Like, fortunately enough for me, like, I'm in a position in life, great girlfriend. Like, you know what I mean? Things are aligned in my life where, like, I could take that chance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is some people that don't have that. But if you do, like, you got to bet on yourself, right?
Yeah. So not to dwell on that that first time too much, but I think that first time is kind of a monumental thing.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. Big monumental thing. You do it. Is it payment? No payment?
No, I did that for free.
Yeah. And what did that all of a sudden, you opened that door. Did that all of a sudden open maybe three or four more doors, or was it back to square one?
Yeah, I mean, so just to like comment on the like what I think you're getting at here is like I've done like a lot of like listening to other people who are like when I follow those Instagram accounts, you know what I mean? Sometimes you find that those people are on podcasts, like go and listen to that podcast. Whatever. A huge filmer, Joe Carlino is his name, like films for like Red Bull and stuff.
Yep.
Like
yeah, yeah.
big name in snowboarding, right? Was on the Bomb Hole podcast, and he said, like, you're gonna have to do some things for free.
Yeah,
like,
no, absolutely.
If you want to get in with places, like, you're gonna have to do some things for free.
Absolutely.
So, like, that's the mindset I took into going to Magic Mountain, right?
100%.
Like, my email to him said, like, I'm coming to your mountain. Like, I'm filming an edit while I'm there. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, that's already set.
Whether
in stone.
Or not
like,
you want it, right? It,
like, if you want to be involved, like, we can have a conversation about that. And I want to know if it's cool to fly my drone. You know?
Yeah.
And it definitely like led to like further conversations about doing more work for them, like on a paid status. And that video that I did there is still right now the most viewed video that I've ever made. So
really?
Like just to yeah.
That's
yeah.
so sick.
That's awesome.
And like 3-hour drive on my own dime. You know what I mean?
But I think this is like for whoever's listening, whatever, but it's those things. You did that knowing you were going to set yourself up for something in the future.
Right.
The other day, we had that big snowstorm on Tuesday. There's a guy that owns a couple multifamilies in Manchester.
Yep.
You've mowed his lawn before.
Oh, but okay. Yeah, yep.
He called me and he said, hey, you know anyone that does plowing? I know that at some point he's going to want those multifamilies sold that I could sell as an agent, or I want a multifamily myself.
Right.
I want to buy it myself. I said, hey, I already owe you a job. Let me come over there. I'll go over there tonight and shovel for free. Oh, no. Just meet me over there. I was like, I would love to help you. Right. Would I love to help him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't absolutely love to help him.
Yes, you would love to help him. Wink, wink, wink.
Yes. But I knew that doing something for free now could pay off so much longer in the future. And it's those people that look in the future rather than just a short-term view
mm-hmm.
are the ones I think that really kind of see the big picture in things. And I think mm-hmm. that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's what kind of separates people that – what am I trying to get at? Boys from the men.
Yeah, separates – well, yeah, it separates like – but, I mean, I guess in the grand scheme, like Jared's saying, like, I'm going to do this edit regardless because I love it.
Right.
And
yeah.
So – just for you to be able to kind of connect that with something that can, and this is actually something that I've thought about a lot recently is not everything also like needs to lead to something else. You know, sometimes you look too big picture.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, fuck, like, oh, I need to do this if I want this to work or this to do this work. And your gears start to just kind of rattle in your head. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just got to do something because you love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
100%. Yeah. After that, so I don't think we kind of quite got into it, but he had said that the owner of or whoever you talked to at Magic Mountain, he had said that he might, you know, there were possibilities he might want you to come back and do some more things.
Yeah.
What else in this like kind of honestly, it's only been a 4-month period.
Yep.
What else has transpired to kind of leading you to bigger and bigger? Had you already filed your LLC for then?
Yep, I actually had done that already before the separation of the job. Like,
you knew it was coming.
I didn't know the separation was coming. Yeah. It was actually like a very big surprise to me at the time. But I knew that I wasn't going to be there forever. And I knew that it was going to be much easier when I wanted to pull the trigger right. if everything was set up, right?
Yeah.
So at the time, I had already reserved, like, a name. I was already working on a website, like, you know, like, built and, like, can update my own website all in-house. Like, I don't have to, like, pay Squarespace to do it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah.
Like, you got to...
Like, HTML? Like you...
Flex on, like, people who you know, friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I go to McIntyre and, like, because I know and like Luke, like, you know, my buddy builds websites.
Uh-huh.
Like I stayed late at work and I came in early and I learned how to code. So that way, like when I'm done with a video, it's not on my YouTube until it's on my website,
That's
right?
Awesome.
Like everything happens all at once. It goes out on Instagram, YouTube, my website, all at the same time.
That's awesome.
But like, you don't have to pay that monthly. And right. if you're like trying to get off the ground, it's not the most like amazing website. It's very bare bones. It's easy to update, but like you just got to like do those small things.
But it's yours. You, yeah. It's your thing.
Yeah. No, www.upthewayproductions.com.
Awesome. What was that again? Say it one more time.
www.upthewayproductions.com.
I'm curious. We talked a lot about business and like kind of what we do. Is there anything outside of snowboarding or anything that you do to keep you balanced? Because I know it probably gets very overwhelming with all the projects you're working on and running your own business and doing that. What else do you do?
Dude, I don't do a whole lot. Like I live and breathe snowboarding, especially in the winter. But like during the summer, I have a dog. I enjoy my dog, like my girlfriend, car people. So like I got a rare car that I like. My girlfriend's a car person. We like to go to concerts. Like before COVID, we were trying to go to a concert every weekend, but
That's
the COVID
awesome.
Thing screws you up a little bit. But live music, food. My girlfriend's kind of a foodie, so we'll go wherever. You know what I mean? She's always got some place she wants to go and try. Yeah. So we like to go on road trips and stuff like that. Pretty low key. Yeah.
Dude, sweet.
That's cool. Yeah. What was that? Just to get back real quick. What was that first paycheck like from doing the video production?
Yeah.
And what was that feeling you got?
Feeling was it like, damn, I think I should have charged more for this. no lie. But
yep, right
like,
answer.
But that's the thing, right? Like you gotta figure out,
you learn as you go.
Like I'm not Hype Williams, right? Like I'm not charging that kind of money to do a music video. But it was like relieving to like understand and know that like again, people will take me seriously and like it reinforced like you're going in the right direction.
And was that for a music video?
No, it was for like a running thing, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so it was that kind of, okay, I'm in this.
Yeah, and not even like you're in this, but like you can get paid doing this.
Yeah.
And like, like it might not be a ton of money right now, but like you can continue to move forward and like get better and better, and the pay will get better and better as you do, right?
Yeah.
You seem like one of those people that's kind of always hungry for what's next to come.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the same way where you do something and it's not a, okay, I'm so happy. It's like, what's next? What can I do next? What can I do next to build this really small thing that I started really small into something even bigger and bigger and keep almost like a snowball effect and keep the snowball rolling rather than pausing it. Oh, celebrating all this thing. It's good to celebrate, but then you keep rolling. Yep. I love talking to those kind of people that love to continue. They finish something cool and they're like, what's next? What am I on to next?
Yeah.
I think that's an awesome kind of trait to have as a person in general.
Yeah, I think it's like what keeps you like interested in what you're doing, right? Because like you could cross the finish line, but you could probably cross it faster, right? So why not? Like maybe it's not today, but you're gonna go back and like try and beat your time, right? Yeah. Or whatever it is, like your score on a run, like I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can always edit something better.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Always. Yeah. Always.
I don't care how many times you look at it.
If you don't have that mindset, I think that's what separates the men from the boys, is like just knowing that you have that mindset and that's what you think at your core. Like I can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I first started doing the flip houses and stuff, I was kind of on the opposite side where I did it when I was young and then I stopped working for a couple months. I was like, okay, I got a nice check. I'm still a senior.
Right.
Blow it. I'm going to relax for a little. And then all of a sudden you start looking, you're like, oh my God, what have I done to, there's that, it's still all of a sudden, every time I do something awesome, there's that still uneasy feeling because it's not, you're doing something for yourself and it's not for a company, like a paycheck, like a weekly paycheck. So all of a sudden it's that, okay, what am I going to do next to kind of get that next big paycheck, that next big paycheck. And if you sit too long, if I go and when I used to work for a company, I wake up at 5 and I'd be in Massachusetts at maybe 6:45, start work at 7. I'd be exhausted. I would maybe be off 5 hours of sleep. If I went home right after work, I would get tired. I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to work anymore for the rest of the day. But if I didn't go home, or if I went home, grabbed a snack, didn't sit down, and then just went right to my next job,
mm-hmm.
I could work all night long. It's that once you stop, it's that same feeling in life. Yeah. Once you stop and you take a break, it's okay to take a quick break. It's okay to go home and grab a snack.
Yeah.
But if you take a long break, all of a sudden you kind of get comfortable doing the long break, and it kind of
You know what I'm saying? That hits.
Travis riding the rope toe last night.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation on the way home. He's like, dude, it's because you stopped.
Yeah.
It's because you stopped. You sat down.
Yeah.
You got real comfortable sitting down. Shout out to Travis.
Shout out to Travis.
But yeah, dude, like where I like didn't get as tired because like I just literally like would stand there for like 10 extra seconds and catch my breath and then go right back to it, you know?
I feel like I'm out of the picture a little, but I saw, because I don't know what you guys did, but I saw you posted something on your Instagram. It looks sick.
So there's a guy, Will. He's like a, he's a nasty snowboarder, disgusting, really good. He owns a company called TowPro, and they do portable rope tow systems for people that don't know.
Like street?
Yeah, no, well, you could use it in street, but like for people that don't know, a rope tow is something that gets you from the bottom of the hill to the top of the hill. You grab it on your skis or snowboard, and it brings you up. Right. And so he sells portable rope tows. So his bread and butter is selling those to houses. And like, you know, like you can buy for like whatever, $10,000, $8,000. You can get one in your backyard. So like you can just have a hill and a rope tow and boom, boom, boom. You're riding, snowboarding all day.
Right.
So he's the guy. He owns the company. And we went to his house and he has one set up in his yard. And like he was gracious enough to kind of like let us sit in on it.
When did you meet this guy?
I met him 2 years ago, probably at McIntyre. Yeah. So, because he sponsored one of our jam, like their company started right around the time that we started popping off on McIntyre. So we kind of were like aligned. You know what I mean? And obviously, they've gone to crazy places, but so we kind of like I kind of knew about them. They kind of knew about us, and then we kind of crossed paths.
All the way back to the connections thing, too.
Exactly.
Just meeting this guy. And what was his setup? Like, I'm so interested because I saw the thing. What was the setup so like? Fun.
Can I make a comment too?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't really know Will. Like, I mean, I know him now.
Yeah.
But like, I had met him like a couple years ago. But like, you continue to say hi to people, right? The next thing he's like, oh, yo, Jared, what's up? You know, exchange phone numbers with him. Like, next thing you know, we're like going to his house riding. So like, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Did you guys ride all night?
Dude. Yeah.
Till 10, got home at like 12:30.
It was a 2.5 hour drive.
What is it, up north?
Yeah, it was so worth it. I would have stayed another 3 hours if I could have.
If we didn't have to be at McIntyre, we probably would have slept there.
We had to work this morning, but.
Was it just you guys or was it a bunch of people?
Will, Travis is our other friend, and then one of Will's friends was there who makes his own snowboards. He's super cool.
What was his company?
Alchemist Snowboards.
Yeah, check him out.
Check that out,
yeah.
Seth.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we did last night.
Yep.
I just want to know what the setup's like because it sounds so cool.
So it was it's actually fucked because he has this like, it's literally like a mega ramp drop in, right?
Okay. All right.
And then
yeah.
There's two trees.
And does he have a big house? Is it?
It's pretty decent.
Just on a hill? Did he buy it on purpose
beautiful.
On a hill?
Super beautiful. He's got these giant, I mean, we're talking about his house. Maybe we shouldn't talk about his house. But anyway, it's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
So giant drop in. And then boom, there's a jump between two trees, like a giant jump, like something you would see at Loon, like at the end of the park.
Uh-huh. 35 feet from the jump to the knuckle.
And wow. The jump is up in the air, then it goes straight down, then there's ground, and then the landing comes straight up and then lands. So like if you fall into the, it's a death pit.
Uh-huh.
It's gnarly.
It's gnarly. And then he's got some sick rails and like some stuff in his yard there.
Is it all lit up too?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like he's got like big ass lights.
Dude, yeah.
It was, I genuinely was like, living out a childhood dream to be able to like ride a rope tow in someone's yard, have the lights. Like we would love doing that as kids.
Oh
right?
My goodness. Yeah.
And
four,
so
like four homies just get right back on the dude, rope. Like was, so sweet.
It was one of those moments. I literally had to stop and smell the flowers for a second. I'm going up the rope tow. I'm like, you know how cool this is? And this goes back to everything is like, I just met this guy, you know, I'm living out these childhood dreams, like meeting all these homies like Jared and Travis, like, just through this one thing of snowboarding, right? And
yeah.
It's like given us everything. Opportunity, friends, family, you know, places to ride. Like, it's just so sick.
That's so awesome. And did you guys have any good conversations with him? Or is it more just a snowboarding? Or did you guys sit down and talk with him at all?
I mean, not like business talk, but...
Yeah.
Just like...
Snowboarder
talk.
Was it one of those things where it's he would invite you back up again?
Oh yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 100% going to take him up on that.
Yeah, facts.
That's awesome.
You bring beer and you bring burgers and you're in.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
No, I just saw that stuff last night and I was like, that is one of those things where I'm one of those guys where like that excites me more than going to a mountain.
Oh, dude, that was
so much fun. So much.
It's
no lift line.
No lift line. You're with all the homies drinking beers, in his yard, and yeah.
Did you film a lot there, Jared?
Yeah. That's he wants to kind of do an episode series. I don't know when it's gonna come out or how many episodes or anything, but it's in the works, and yeah, you should check it out when it comes out. At Rope Ranch on Instagram you can check it out.
Yeah, shout out Will Mayo and at the Rope Ranch in Maine. That's his place. It's called the Rope Ranch.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. Yep. So when you do these videos and you film for these places, are these going up? I know you said they go up on your website. Are they going up on these people's pages too, or are they kind of linking you to head to your page?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. So sometimes you'll do them just for the mountain, right? They could pay for that or whatever. Sometimes I do with McIntyre, we'll collab on a post because Instagram is cool and lets you do that now, which is super dope. So at least at the end of the day, maybe I don't get paid for a video, but it gets put out to 1500 followers that I don't have. Right. Yeah. So hopefully I can get those followers. Maybe one of them's another mountain that wants a video done, right?
Yeah. So that's social media in general is super important to you.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it wasn't so important because you should definitely watch the videos on YouTube because they're full frame and they look way better. it's a little filmer gripe with Instagram because vertical video is kind of trash, but we have to cut them for Instagram. It's how you get a lot of publicity. Yeah. So it's a love hate thing, but
you
it is
have
a cool,
to, yeah, roll with the punches.
Yeah. No, Instagram's dope, but Instagram's picky, right? Cut every video to be vertical.
That's
so
what I was
punch in. Yeah. So it's a vertical because I know that my vertical one, even though there's less on the sides, is going to do better than the landscape one because they just promote the reels better.
Yeah.
And that could change, but I doubt it really.
They're going to what they want to go to.
Right.
Yeah. Everything's low key becoming TikTok. When I open YouTube now, I it was such a slight shift, but usually you open YouTube and then you're on a landing page. You have selected from videos and you have your home button and stuff at the bottom. Now every time I open YouTube, it's right into playing.
Plugging the shorts.
Yeah, it's playing the short. It just goes right into that. I'm like, wow, it's very slick and cunning of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost get pissed because I'm like, fuck. Now I'm like, oh shit, what's this? And then I'll scroll and then I'm like, fuck, did I really just waste 15 minutes from just opening
right then you don't even know what you were there for.
Yeah, I'm like, what is I gonna look up?
That's their goal.
I deleted TikTok. Do you guys have TikTok?
No,
I've never had
TikTok. So I had it for a while and I deleted it just because I was I was spending way too much time on it.
Yeah,
now I'm on YouTube and I'm always on shorts now. Yeah. I can't help it. But do you guys remember back in the day when it was only the people you subscribed to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only their content would pop up. I used to love that.
Yeah. I love that. That's what I want to. I want to connect with my friends. I don't necessarily want to see girls and stuff. I mean, obviously I do, but come on. I don't want to see that. I don't want that to be force fed. I totally get what you're saying. Yeah.
It was one of those things where I was so picky with my subscribers, only people I really, really like. Yeah. And that way, when I opened the page, it would just always be a bunch of people that I just. Andy Schrock, you ever watched?
Oh yeah.
Revive Skateboards.
Do you know Andy Schrock?
No.
Oh dude, look that up tonight.
All right, I will.
Yeah. I'm still subscribed to him, but that's all I would see, and I would just click through each video and just go through it. But yeah, it was those kind of things where nowadays it's stuff, honestly, I don't even want to see. I got to scroll for someone's new video that I know posted because I'm such a YouTube kid, but
Instagram will actually let you still filter by just your followers, but you have to click. So if you click on the little Instagram, there's a little arrow down. You click it, and it will let you change from that mode to follower mode, and it will just be your followers.
Yeah.
But
that's sick. I didn't know that.
But you don't know
that.
See,
no one knows.
And you have to click.
Yeah.
So you just want to pull it up, and you want to see what you want to see, and then you want to go on your business.
Jared, coming back to you, what's next for you? And with the winter wrapping up and you being so much into snowboarding. Are you going somewhere? Are you planning on kind of shifting for the weather?
Summer filming?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to trying to figure out how to do some surfing stuff. I know I'm going to need another lens to do that. So my wallet's not happy about it. But I'm looking forward to that. And then a lot of people at the mountain who snowboard skate. So I'm looking to try and do some skate stuff. I'm a big hiker. So maybe we can get some hiking in. Yeah. And then I have like a rare vehicle.
What car is it?
It's a 2008 Subaru Legacy GT Spec B. Whatever. They only made 12.
Was it before the WRX or no?
It's a 2008, so it's like same year that they made the WRX.
Okay, yeah.
But it's a legacy body. But they only made 1,200 of them for the U.S. market for 4 years.
Jeez.
So 2006 to 2009, they made like 250 of them roughly a year. But whatever. I want to film this summer like a mini documentary about like... kind of sounds wicked selfish, but I really just want to film a documentary and I don't have anything else to film, like a subject to film it on. So I was going to shoot like a mini documentary of myself in like the journey, falling in love with Subarus and those vehicles, and like how I came to have this car, and then kind of show the car, some like driving scenes, stuff like
That's
that.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me and my girlfriend flew to Billings, Montana, bought it, drove it home. So like there's kind of like a meaningful story for me behind it. And like I said, it's more of like a passion project and like something to be doing with my time. So like my idea is like if I don't have a paid thing to be doing, then I should be working on something for myself to like A, continue to be sharp, and like B, to write like the next person's going to want to see a portfolio of work, which is why I have the website really.
Yeah.
So like to add and continue to build that portfolio of work.
You're not, you know, doing your prime, but you're still sharpening your teeth.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And this is for both of you, but I've been really wanting to start a YouTube channel lately. And I don't know like if I do the vlog style or I do like having a filmer or something, but just like, I love the kind of videos. Like I love to do like side hustles and stuff. Like I would love to do the kind of videos where it's like, start with a dollar and go up to like $150 or like $1,000. Like I would love to start a YouTube channel like that. And I don't know. I need to talk to both of you guys. Cause I don't know cameras. Like I'm like such a cheapo. Like I'm looking on Facebook and I'm like, I don't know what's good, what's not, but I do need to talk to you both about different kind of setups and whatnot. Yeah,
I think the best thing to do is just go for it. Start it.
I'm that kind of
guy.
You are
100% that guy. And I feel like I don't even need to give you advice because once you start, you're going to start finding what works for you. Like, oh, you know what? I don't really like the vlogging, so I'm going to do it this style.
Right.
Or I really like the vlogging, so I'm going to do more of that.
Yeah.
It'll all come with...
Yeah.
And you can shoot that with your phone.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Get a little selfie stick.
Yeah.
Flip that thing around.
It's good true. To go. Yeah. I've seen... So I'm part of being part of Keller Williams. By the way, I'm a... licensed realtor, anyone looking for a house.
Wow, I did not know that.
Selling
Tommy
a house.
Villamure, licensed realtor.
Yeah, Keller Williams Metropolitan. Anyways, when I do a morning mindset every morning now, it's like a good schedule to get into. 8:30 every morning, I get in on morning mindset. It's a Zoom with a whole bunch of agents, whether it's the top agents, whether it's people that haven't even sold a house before. But basically, everyone just talks about what's going on in their life. They talk, and then towards the end, they talk about a 66-day challenge, and 66-day challenge turns into a habit. So people do certain things. Like one lady just said she's on like – it could be the simplest thing. She said, oh, I'm on like day 400 of – or week 400, something crazy of like reading a book every day or reading books every day.
Right.
It's something simple. Some guys like, oh, I'm on day 78 of gym every single day, only eating 750 calories a day. It's something random like that, but – that's what I thought about with maybe starting YouTube. Like I want to put myself and be like, okay, do this for 66 days, do this for the next year, do it so that you have a schedule and be like, see how much you can progress, whether it's in a 66 day period or for a year period, and just see, look back on it and reflect on how, what has come about.
Right.
Yeah.
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 And like, if you're happy, then continue.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, either stop or change something.
Exactly. And kind of see the progression from when you start. And you've probably done the same thing, Jared, where you've looked at your old filming stuff and be like, wow, I filmed it like an idiot in this one. Or look at how far I've come on this one. You know what I'm saying?
Or like, I should really stop filming things like that. Or that way or whatever. You know what I mean? That angle just really sucked. Like, don't do that again.
And the cool thing about everything's different, but the cool thing about is it's such a like visible thing. Where you can go back to an old video. Both of you guys go back to an old video and be like, I filmed it and I just put it on a tripod the whole time and just filmed myself. Yeah. I could have switched the angles, done it a different way.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's so visible where you can be like, wow, and you can be proud of yourself. And it's okay to be proud. For everyone listening, it's okay to be proud of yourself.
It is indeed.
Yeah, and it's good to be proud of yourself because it shows how far you've come, and it shows if you did this and then looked back on yourself now, what you could be in the near future.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have like tons of old videos on my YouTube that are like definitely hidden from everybody else.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll go deep dive and like, you know, just like watch some of those old videos and I'll cringe along the way, but it's like, damn, like I've come so far, man.
Yeah. If you cringe, that means you're growing. That means you're doing something right.
Right. Yeah.
Because back then you thought that you were the shit for doing.
Oh yeah. That video was sick. And
then you watch
it. That was fucking awful.
YouTube now. What is your YouTube channel? Just for people listening, for me too.
Up the Way Productions.
Up the Way Production. Yeah. Is it kind of just whenever you do a gig? Are you posting weekly? What?
Yeah, there's no like set schedule to it, so it's whenever really I have like an opportunity and something that like can go on there, right? Like somebody who comes to you and pays for a video. You know what I mean? You're charging them by hour. Like, that's their video, right? Yeah. That's not your video at the end of the day. Like, it's not for your marketing. It's for them. So those things aren't going there. But, like, some of the things that, like, I go out for free, like that Magic Mountain, like, that's on my YouTube for sure.
That's awesome.
Because that's what I get out of it, right?
Yeah.
But that's what the client pays for when they pay for it, you know? So it's one of those things. And sometimes you'll have leftover clips that you could do something with or whatever, ask for permission. And a lot of times people will be like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Do whatever you want with them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know.
What's your favorite gig you've done so far?
Oh, easily. Chair 46 Rail Journey.
Did you do the whole thing? Were you partnered with Mac? Were you the only filmer?
No, there's definitely some other filmers there. And, like, shout out to all the other filmers. Like, it's definitely, like, you can't be, like, there's enough for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, like I was there for McIntyre, like shooting video. We're going to like look at some of the stuff after this, hopefully. So
yeah, that's awesome. Is there, when you're in a environment where there's multiple filmers, this is kind of for both of you too. Is there ever a sense of competitiveness? Like I know this guy's filming this way, but like, I'm going to put my own spin and I think this is going to, is it a competitiveness? Is it a friendship thing? Is it a, hey, you go get this angle? It could be both. It most likely is both, is it?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's definitely like no competitiveness, right? Uh-huh. Like I said, like there's enough for all of us.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you'll work with other people, right? Like a friend of ours is up at Loon and like hoping to get out there to like help contribute to his video. Yeah. So it's more about like the conversations that you have beforehand, right? So like if we had that conversation, like I'm here to shoot and help you contribute to your video, then like that's, we're working as a team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But even when we're not there, like I'm not nudging Tyler like out of the way, like get out of my shot or like, you know what I mean? Like we're homies. Like he's texting me today. He's just got a new camera. Like he's got questions or whatever. Like we're cool. Like it's
Yeah.
And I think that McIntyre does, or where we are kind of in this scene, we do exist in a little bit of a bubble. Like I know I'm 100% positive. If you go out west, things might be a little bit more cutthroat where you have more filmers and you have more pros that want clips. It's more of, that's more of the hustle, more of the, so like here it's a little laid back, I think, in that sense. And like McIntyre, especially like that, we never set out for it to be cutthroat. We always set out for it to be a community.
Yeah, right.
And it's like everyone's homies. So it's like, oh dude, you got the clip, sick. Like send that to me. Like we'll get it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Riders, mountain officials and whatnot, any reflection just in general that kind of, like we talked about before, making the connections with people, is it a grateful thing? Is it one of those things where you're continually reaching out back to these people? Hey, I'd love to do something again. What's that in general kind of that feeling? I don't know what I'm trying to ask, but
yeah, I mean, I think you pick up on people, right? Like, there's certain people that, like, you reach out to them, they entertain you because you've reached out to them, and, like, it's part of their job to reach back out to you or whatever, but you can tell on their email, right?
Yeah.
And, like, maybe that's a thing. Like, cool, like, I won't extend the offer to, like, collaborate with you on Instagram or, like, I'm just going to come and shoot my video and, like, your mountain was hosting the event. That's why I'm there. Like, whatever. Yeah. It's cool.
Some people seem like, more into it than others.
Right. And, like, just like you're saying, like, even if I was out west and homie was mad cutthroat, I'd just be like, dude.
Whatever. I'm still going to have
where
fun.
I come from, like, it's no thing. Like, sorry, dude. I'll get out of your shot. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'll get the shot from a different angle. I'm like, cool.
Fuck him.
Make me be more creative. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
That's what you have to do. You have to brush off certain things in the snowboard community, especially.
Yeah, and I mean, typically it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
Typically, there's not people being assholes. That's why it's like when you find the one, it's like you're the outcast, man. Yeah. Not me. Yeah.
You ever had to deal with either? You ever had to deal with certain riders where you're, yeah. they want a certain special shot, and it's you want to do it kind of your own way, but obviously it's kind of like the customer's always right. You want it. You kind of have to accommodate to them.
People definitely have. It's more about their vision and the way that they see something being done, right? So customers and people definitely have a vision, and you really got to, like, take your own emotion out of it. Like, if you're hired help, then that's what you're there to do, right? But, like, on my documentary, no one's going to come in and tell me that I can move the shot. So it's more about, like, they're paying for something, or you're working with them, and you got to work with people through life, and you're not always going to get what you want. So
you
got to, you know, please face and do it with a smile, and then you'll get the next job, and maybe they'll give you more freedom on that next job. Right.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Well, Jared, where can we find you?
Up the Way Productions on just about everything, or www.upthewayproductions. My personal page is Jay from Up the Way.
Love
That's
that.
How I came up with the Up the Way Productions. Like, so there you go.
There you go. Any last remarks you want to make before we end Professionally Questionable here?
No. Thanks for having me, boys.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
Jared, great day.
Yeah.